views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
And welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll sitting in as guest host for Dr. Pat, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, or the Dr. Pat Show. Oh, my gosh, that's not my show. It's Dr. Pat's show today. Talk radio to thrive by. I'm honored to host for Dr. Pat today and have the opportunity to talk to Benny, Dr. Pat's Benny. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Doctor. How are you today?
I'm good.
Awesome.
You know why I want to talk to you, Benny?
Why is that?
Well, I love having you on the Dr. Pat Show and listening to you when you talk to her, but I've always wanted to say hello to you because I had a grandpa named Benny.
Oh, we'll see.
And I have never met another Benny in my life.
Oh, well, it's an honor and a privilege to be in such great company, though.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really happy to say hello to you. So thank you.
You're welcome.
For bringing your voice to the show here.
You're quite welcome, and I'll give you a virtual high five since we're not
in
the same studio.
Oh, I'm on it. All righty. Okay, friends, we're going to have a great show. Would you like to explore the transformational power of joining genius and co-creating with resonance? Learn how you can practice a new way of being wherever you are, whether you live, work, and play. We are going to explore transformation from the individual practice of aligning and creating harmony with our own energy field into the new cutting-edge practices for collective community. And we are going local to global right here on the show. I hope we have a fun ride. My esteemed guest today recently shared the stage with some of the most prestigious visionaries, thought leaders, luminaries, and authors like Neil Donald Walsh, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Greg Braden, Don Miguel Ruiz, Ariel Ford, and the list goes on. I'm like so excited to talk to her. She's an acclaimed healer, teacher, speaker, author, and co-creative master. Like I said, she recently shared the stage as a featured speaker at the world-renowned Celebrate Your Life conference, speaking on the wisdom of the chakras. Her newest award-winning book, The Seven Chakra Sisters, is a modern fable that teaches people how to understand their chakras as individual personalities that must work together as a unified team to end inner conflicts and find lasting peace. Dr. Linda Linker Rosenthal is a visionary leader, co-creative master, and a beautiful soul. It's my honor to welcome her here today. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Julie. So great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's good to hear your voice here, and it's fun to have you on the Dr. Pat Show.
Yes, I am feeling like we're just expanding everywhere, and this is beautiful. So hello to all of the listeners out there. Happy to meet you, many for the first time.
Exactly, and I am happy to be here as well. I always enjoy listening to Dr. Pat's show, and now we get a host again. So here we are. Linda, let's just start by this amazing opportunity. You were just on the stage with so many amazing people at the Celebrate Your Life conference. Tell us about that.
Oh, what a feeling it was. I have to pay homage to all of the speakers over the years who have been privileged to be part of Celebrate Your Life. Of course, it was started by Liz Dawn and her mother and sister. And so I give kudos to them for wanting to bring transformational authors together so that we could speak to more people than just one at a time through our books, but to really gather. And I know how important it is and how wonderful it feels to be in the same room, to have the energy of like-minded people around you. And it's not like we're just learning from the speaker. We're learning from each other, and the speakers are learning from each other as well. I really enjoyed being at Celebrate Your Life. It was very exciting since my book just came out 1 year ago, and it's been a journey of following that book and seeing where it's taken me. So it was wonderful to be in the presence of all of those speakers that you mentioned and more. It really gives you quite a buzz. And for me, just to know that I was up there as equal with my cohorts in speaking was quite a thrill. And I I was on quite a high afterwards, but I do always remember chop wood, carry water. It was me before I was up there speaking, and it's still me when I came home, going about my life, going about seeing my clients, and just being who I am. So we all have our moments of yay, and they continue to elevate our consciousness as to how far we are coming in life. That's basically what that experience did for me. It was just another moment of, thank you, God, you have given me another opportunity to share a bit of myself and to experience this wonderful life that we're all living together.
I really appreciate your humility, and thank you for that gentle reminder of chop wood, carry water. That was beautiful. You know, I want to talk about your book, but first, we're going to go from this place of sharing the stage and talk more about your book, and then really talk about the world as a stage and what's going on. But what did you learn at the conference from some of the other luminaries there about this expanding consciousness and what's going on with the world? Did you learn anything new?
Oh, that's so funny that you ask. Did I learn anything new? I think we sometimes know what we know in the deepest part of our heart and soul, and it never leaves us. And for me, it's always a validation. Did I learn it new, or am I hearing it just in a new way? I really enjoyed Greg Braden, who's talking about living in a time of change and resilience, and knowing that many of the speakers who were talking about going within and finding your truth inside of you and listening to your heart and paying attention to your breath and keeping yourself strong was a theme that carried through my book. And I kept sitting there listening and thinking, well, I'm right on course, right on target. My book is written in a little bit of a different way, but it's learning and knowing, I think, the main messages. And it was Valentine's weekend, so it really was about love. So many ways that we share love and experience love, love for ourselves and love for the greater good of everyone.
I like that. You know, your book is about alignment, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but it sounds like the theme of all of these different experts, we're really talking about going within and aligning with that deeper knowing like you're talking about, and aligning with that universal intelligence and then bringing it out. So we're going to talk a lot about that after the break. I want to just give the listeners a teaser about your book, and the thing that I love about it is it's written very differently. It is written as a fable, and it's written in this delightful, easy way to read it, but it has some really powerful, powerful lessons on our energy system and on health and wellness and balance. And so, listeners, you're going to want to stay with us and hear more from Linda on the Seven Chakra Sisters. And we're going to take a brief break. When we turn back, more about the book, and then we're going to move to the global and say, what's going on in the world? Because so many amazing things are happening, and Linda is right in there with some really amazing unfolding things. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
And the tears come streaming down your face. We're back on the Dr. Pat Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. I keep wanting to say the Dr. Julie Show. I have a show on Transformation Talk Radio, too, so sorry, Dr. Pat, but I am so glad that I'm here on the Dr. Pat Show. My guest today is the amazing Dr. Linda Linker Rosenthal, and we are going to talk about so many fun things today. We talked a little bit about where she's been, but most importantly, you were up on the stage, Linda, talking about your book. So I really want to introduce our listeners to the Seven Chakra Sisters. Tell us more about this book. Where did it come from? Why did it emerge through your hand and your pen? And what's it all about?
I have to laugh every time someone asks me that question. Where did it come from? I'm innocent. I plead innocent. It just came through me, literally. Was part of my healing work, learning about our energy body. I've been teaching Reiki for 20 years. I do transpersonal psychology, and all of the practices revolve around energy, which is moving from our chakras in and out and constricted and expanded. I personally was going through a time where I needed healing for myself, which, as most of us do, at some point we realize something's not working and something's not being very functional in our lives. And it was at the beginning of my journey of the chakras, I realized that they, when I say they as chakras, started to work with me as little personalities. And I pictured them inside of me on each of those seven levels of our being as a little sister who was living there. And on the first floor, I had a lot of needs at the time. I knew that the root chakra was about needs and our security and safety. And she said to me, she named herself Anita, so I could remember I was talking to someone who was going to help me with my needs. That was my little chakra sister, Anita. The idea of the book came as each chakra sister started to give me her name. And I realized it was a great way to learn and remember what the chakras were all about. It wasn't so esoteric anymore to call them by their Sanskrit names. They were, to me, as going up the spiral staircase, if you want to picture DNA, around the spine, and that shashumna, the energy column going up our bodies and up the chakras. They are Anita, Ivana, Ihasta, I love ya, sing ya, you see me, and I am own. And each one of them just succinctly told me that's what they were about. Anita's about our needs. Ivana is about our wants, our desires, our place of addictions if those wants and desires get out of hand. Ihasta is about the have-tos that we have to do. It's our determination and our motivation center. I love ya is the love that I had to keep focusing on her in this troubled time of my life. It was in a tough relationship where my husband was addicted to pain medications, and that addiction kept getting worse, and it kept creeping up in our family dynamics until it became full-blown dysfunctional. I really did use these chakras to stay balanced and to stay in a healthy state, but I had to engage all of them. At the throat was singya, and I needed to learn how to express, sing my own song, find my own life, because I was so codependent and so caught in enabling. I couldn't see the forest for the trees living in that condition. And you see me is at the brow. She helped me to see things in a new perspective, from another perspective of my life. I was able to move and see the bigger picture. And as I got to Iamon, who's at the crown, she helped me connect with the truth of who I was and evolve beyond my personality into more of the higher self, the essence of who I was. So I used these seven chakra sisters. And when I was writing my proposal for the book with Hampton Roads, I really felt that there was a lot of joy around teaching in a way that was not traditional. It was not a manual how-to left brain, this is what the chakras are, this is what they do. It's a story. And the ancient art of storytelling is how I went with this book.
Well, the storytelling is brilliant. There's so many layers of metaphor, and yet it's really clear. It takes the reader on this journey with you, and you know, just from the castle and like that spiral staircase like you're talking about. Speak to the crown again and say her name slower so they can hear the meaning in it, because you went by that one fast, and I think it's brilliant.
It's Iamon, and you spell it I-A-M-O-N-E, Iamon. When you break it down, it really is saying, I am one.
Yes, yes, yes. See, those are a lot of the hidden nuances in the book that really create the mastery, because there's so many different layers, and it just is this fun storytelling fiction, but it does create profound transformation. So tell us, Dr. Rosenthal, Miss Linda, tell us about literally how does the book move us into this alignment and balance? What is the strategy that really takes the reader into their own personal transformation?
Well, I have to give it away, but I'll tell you.
Well, you can keep part of it behind the curtain, but just give us some of it.
The first third of the book is really introducing them and who they are, what their names are, and what each floor of the castle looks like. It's their environment. So we talk about the colors or the element for each one of the chakras. The middle part of the book, after they have gotten to know how to go up and down the staircase, which means that our energy is moving in a nice flow from earth to heaven and from heaven back to earth, right through our bodies. So the crystal castle is the metaphor for the human body. And the first part of the book introduces that. The second part of the book is where they come upon the nemesis, the troublemaker, the wicked witch, so to speak, and just the opposite of kundalini energy, which is the word of our life force, that these chakras are moving through us to reach our enlightened state of consciousness. Instead of kundalini, her name is Kundamini, and she, her first name is Forgetcha. Forgetcha Kundamini is the character that causes us, or causes the chakra sisters, to forget who they are. They come into the world as divine beings. They know they're connected. They know who they are. They already have their wisdom. It's how we're born. We have that. We're so close to our God self. We are that God self when we're born. And then we get the kundaminis of life that start to program us to be fearful, to stop believing in ourselves, to think that there's lack, to have worries and concerns. And forgetting who we are is the spell that Forgetcha Kundamini casts on each one of the chakra sisters until they reach a dysfunctional point of not even speaking to each other. When that happens in our bodies and we're not in alignment and engaging all of these seven centers, which correspond to our endocrine system, they correspond to our thoughts, our emotions, our physical health, and of course our spiritual understanding. And Forgetcha Kundamini shuts all of that down. She does her own little spell casting in her own way. And the last part of the book is about how they heal by remembering. They have to go through a lot of ceremony and a lot of pulling. There is one sister who remembers what happened when Forgetcha Kundamini came in, and that is the one who expresses, but no one's listening to her. None of the other sisters are listening to Signia in the throat chakra. And it's the journey of how do we start to heal? What is it that we want to say that no one's listening, that we ourselves are not listening to inside of our own body, mind, spirit? And so it's Signia's job to bring the sisters around. And it's very interesting how it came to be. I woke up in the morning as I was writing the book, and I'd sit down at the computer and I'd ask the girls, okay, what's going to happen today? How are we going to get through this? And just being present with them, being present with my creative muse, which I call my seven inner allies, my chakra sisters, they wrote the story. They showed me how the healing would take place. Mm. And the part that I did do at Celebrate Your Life on stage, we have a beautiful presentation of it's almost like a movie. It's a PowerPoint that has lights and action and sound, and you can see Forgetcha Kundamini, you know, and how she's operating. But there is a scene of forgiveness, and that is the key. It's when all of the sisters can forgive that part of us, that Kundamini part that keeps us suppressed, keeps us less than we are, holds us down. All of those parts of us need forgiving, and that's when the heart comes into play. It's loving ourselves by knowing and remembering who we truly are as, you know, divine, loving, creative beings, not fearful and not losing our self-confidence and disconnecting from spirit. That's not who we are. So it was forgiveness that allowed them to come back into their wholeness again.
Oh, wow. You know what? I know you don't even know what's in my mind right now, but I want to tell our listeners that the model from this book is also a really healing model for society and for cultures and groups and community. And so we're going to expand this conversation to that. I just want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, filling in for Dr. Pat, and we're talking with Linda Linker-Rosenthal and the Seven Chakra Sisters. But stay tuned. There's so much more on transformation to come. We'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join Ari Lauer on Saturday, May 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle, for Essential Oil Healing, Ari's own incredible journey back to wellness from heavy metal poisoning using doTERRA essential oils. Now guided by her angels, Ari shares these healing secrets. You too can use these amazing essential oils to give your body what it needs to heal. Learn how Ari went from desperate and sick to vital and empowered. Register now at eastwestbookshop.com or call 1-800-587-6002. Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Back on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, and I have the beautiful Linda Linker Rosenthal with us. We've been talking about the Seven Chakra Sisters, and what a fun book it is. And, you know, I really would love, Linda, if you could talk about the Meville to the Weville, because I really think that this book is a beautiful metaphor for a co-creative process of really aligning ourselves with that divine intelligence that's in us, and then aligning that impulse of creation with other people. And we're going to talk more about that co-creative process in a second. But lead us from Meville to Weville, and then we can talk about co-creating.
That is so great. Thanks for bringing that up, Julie. The book opens with this crystal castle that grows from the side of a mountain called Mount I Know Me Now. So I thought, I know me now. How do I know me now? But the I Know Me Now mountain is situated in the queendom of This Is Meville, which means that everyone has their own crystal castle and they're all doing their own thing, living in This Is Meville. As the story progresses and the sisters are learning how to work with each other, the main lesson is that they have to have cooperation and collaboration if they're going to heal, if they're going to move past the Kundalini spells. And that means communicating with all parts of ourselves. When they do that, they realize that they have the ability to create now not just healing throughout this is Meville, but to create it and see it as this is Weville. So the this is Weville is about the collective. It's all of us. I'll interject this little story that one time I heard, well, very often I hear messages. I'm very clairaudient, and I'll hear a voice come through, and it gives me this beautiful message, and then my task is to figure out what that means in my life and how does it serve me and others. And I heard one day, it's all about you, Linda, and it took me aback because I was having a little hissy fit about something and taking it very personally. It's all about you, Linda, and it's not about you at all. And I heard that so clearly, I had to write it down. It's all about you, and it's not about you at all. And it caused me to stop and think, what does that mean? And the idea of this is Meville, moving into this is Weville, is exactly that. It's all about us. It's all about me learning how to heal myself, learning who I am. What are these chakras? What is my energy doing to me? How am I staying healthy physically? How am I paying attention to my thoughts and being conscious of my thoughts, which are affecting my emotional body? Once I had this is me pretty much, I don't want to say in control, but to the point where I could understand who I was, then I knew it's not about me at all. It's really about being the best person that we can be and being in the world, in the this is Weevils of the world, because we're always in community. We're not alone. We're in relationship with everything, with our families, with nature, with our coworkers, with our children, our teachers, our world. We are always in relationship. So it's all about you, and it's not about you at all. That's what the Chakra Sisters taught me. Interesting, when I was writing the book, I was also taking some of the courses from Barbara Marx Hubbard with her Agent for Conscious Evolutionary Training. And there's a lot in the book that follows along with that higher consciousness, that thinking that is beyond this is Meville. It's thinking way beyond it's just me. But you can't leave the me out of the equation, because we're a microcosm of the macrocosm.
Yeah, that's what I love about this, because really your book can be taken in that microcosm, interpersonal, private work, but then we can move out. And so this is what's exciting to me, because most of our listeners have probably heard the term co-create or co-creative or co-creator, and a lot of people will use it interchangeably with cooperate or collaborate. And really, there is a definition to co-creation that is so much more powerful and generative, and it's really waking people up and helping really shift consciousness on the planet. And, you know, that definition of co-creator is really one who is surrendering and aligning their intention with that of creation, with that of that universal mind, the designing intelligence of spirit. And so you surrender and align your intention with that greater wisdom, and then you share your gifts in alignment with others who are doing the same. So it's people really gathering together and really, it's kind of like practicing your book, Linda. It's like they're really integrating the concepts of this alignment with that higher purposing and the divine wisdom, and then getting into synergistic play together. And I can just see the sisters celebrating as we talk about co-creation.
Oh, they do happy dance a lot.
So this co-creative word, term, this shifting in consciousness that we're talking about, people are gathering, and it's so exciting to talk about what is working in the world when we talk about co-creation. And one of the things that's close to both of our hearts is we have people who are gathering to be in this creative juices and synergistic play together as the co-creators convergence. And this summer, it's just a few weeks away, the beginning of June, and we're going to talk about it in a minute, but we have people from Washington State down to Florida. We have people from Cape Cod down to California, and then right in the middle of the geographic United States where I am. We are converging this summer to gather and to be in this same synergistic play with one another, to really evolve as humanity, evolve as our culture, and bring more of that co-creative culture into our lives in a bigger way. And so you're a part of that. Help our listeners understand, what does the co-creative convergence mean to you? You were a part of it last year, and now we're on the second annual co-creators convergence.
Oh, it's so much fun. I love your term, Julie, of synergistic play. That's how it evolved last year. It really came about because Barbara Marks Hubbard had set forth in motion all through 2012 that we would have a birth on December 22nd of 2012, because that was a date that everyone was figuring we weren't sure what was going to happen. The world was going to end, or what was happening? And we spent an entire year, those who were working with this higher evolutionary consciousness, with the idea that we're celebrating something brand new. Just like the butterfly changing from the chrysalis into this beautiful butterfly, we didn't know what we would be like as a new humanity. So with the help of our traveling light partners, Bob Warner and Noel Marshall, who traveled around the country during 2012, I was just honored that they had invited me with this idea of, let's bring people together. Let's have a convergence and find out what it is that we've birthed. Who are we as a new humanity? Now, the idea of a convergence for me started in 2007 when I helped to co-create the Midwest Reiki Convergence, which just brought Reiki people together. And it was beautiful, and we met in Michigan, and it was closer to home. It was the Midwest. But I love what's happening now with the co-creators convergence. It has expanded the circle to be so all-inclusive. It's not just Reiki people now. It's everyone who is of this like-mindedness. And like you said, Julie, it's from people all over the country and all over the world. We have just been planting the seed, or it has been planted in the leadership team here, to bring a convergence to New Zealand. And I know it's been something that we all are thirsting for. It's to be in the presence, be in the company, actually be in the same physical room with those who are carrying the energy of this excitement, this play, this curiosity. What are we creating, and how can we create it together? And I know that we do plenty on Facebook and Twitter, and we send emails, and we talk on the phone, and we have these wonderful programs that are reaching so many people, like Transformation Talk Radio. And yet we're really hungry to be in that presence with people. Look people in the eyes and say, I am one of you. You are one of me. We are kindred spirits. Julie, that's how you and I met. We met last year at the Co-Creators Convergence in
Lovely, Colorado. We did. And you know what? I want to talk so much more about it, because the power is amazing. But we need to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We will be right back.
Some saw the sun. Some saw the smoke.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Join Ari Lauer on Saturday, May 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle, for Essential Oil Healing. Ari's own incredible journey back to wellness from heavy metal poisoning using doTERRA essential oils. Now guided by her angels, Ari shares these healing secrets. You, too, can use these amazing essential oils to give your body what it needs to heal. Learn how Ari went from desperate and sick to vital and empowered. Register now at eastwestbookshop.com or call 1-800-587-6002. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetics Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Some heard the gun, some bend the bow, sometimes the wire.
We are back, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we have been talking with Dr. Linda Linker Rosenthal. Linda, before we move on, I really want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you. Can you give us your website?
Oh, I'd love to. Contact me at my name, LindaLinkerRosenthal.com. LindaLinker. Linker. That's what we do. Link things together. And Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L.
Excellent. Love One to- L. Thank you, Dr. Linda. It is www.lindalinkerrosenthal.com. And we're talking about the Co-Creators Convergence. I want to let you know you can find out more on my website if you want to. You can either go to thedrjulieshow.com and go to the homepage, or you can do juliekroll.com. And there is a link to the Sunrise Ranch that gives you all the information about the Co-Creators Convergence. So, Linda, we were talking about gathering co-creators and being in that space, and you and I met last year at the very first Convergence, and as well as many, many other amazing people, and really our journey over the last year has been incredible, that people have continued to stay in touch, they've learned to co-create together, working on projects, getting words out, creating a lot of different generative alliances. It's really been a rewarding experience from the first year, and now here's the second year. And Yours truly has been invited to join you and the team. And so we have some really an amazing facilitator team who are really allowing the convergence to create through us. We're really using the co-creative process and asking what wants to be created, and it's really spilling out in beautiful ways. But we have a few guest speakers and stuff. Talk more about who's going to be at the Co-Creators Convergence in June.
Well, I think what I'd love to point out is that anyone who comes is the star. There is no one particular person that will... It's not like a conference where someone stands up and speaks to the crowd. This is truly a co-creative experience. The main facilitators, and I say facilitators because we're just on the co-creative team of putting some form to a nebulous cloud. We have to manifest logistics of what will happen throughout the day, but not exactly what will happen. And we allow that process to be created by the people who are there. You and I, I'm so happy to say, are on this team with Bob and Noel, that I mentioned earlier, and Reverend Wendy J. Foxworth, who was also at the Co-Creators Convergence last year, the author of The We Way. And we will be having Barbara Marks Hubbard welcome us through Skype. So she's very aware of our program. She was also there last year with Neil Donald Walsh. Humanities team had honored her, and so our Co-Creators Convergence group got to be with that evening at Sunrise Ranch in Colorado. And we have Marion and Glenn Head, who are the authors of the Revolutionary Agreements. You just had Marion Head on your Dr. Julie show, and it was quite fun to know that we are in a process of bringing people together who don't have a set agenda. We are surrendering to that co-creative process as we are creating the feel of what this convergence will be like. And I say the feel of it because that's where the resonation is. That's where the vibration is. If we're feeling excitement, if we're feeling joy around possibilities with the ideas that keep being tossed into our soup, so to speak, then we know it's right. We know it's coming from spirit. We know it's coming from that essential place, the creative source. If we're struggling and we've gone through this in our process of being the leadership team, if we're struggling with trying to think of what we want to do and we get into a mental place, we've lost that flow. So it's been a great learning experience to just maneuver through the planning of it in a co-creative way with other people. And I know this is just going to keep expanding as we're there together.
Yeah, and you know, the event is just like your book, where people can take it personally to the micro and really get good healing and transformation. They can also really look at that as the collective community and do social transformation and social healing. But the thing that's exciting about the Co-Creators Convergence and the people who are gathering is really there's some concrete and specific tools. Not that we're going to spend a lot of time in our head thinking about tools or learning about tools, but really that they're freely given as gifts where people start making connections, really seeing different ways of being in the world, understanding the co-creative process experientially. And then just like Glenn and Marion Head with the Revolutionary Agreements, there's a real specific template that they have that we can take out into communities. And also with Reverend Wendy, she has the We Way process. We all are really just giving our gifts into that collective, and there's so much there for people to take away and to take back to their communities.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about it, and it will be June 5th through the 8th, so it's 4 days of... It will be ceremony. There will be connection with nature. We're going to be doing some work with some of our four-leggeds and our ancestors and our future selves, and there's a lot that's bubbling up in this process. And again, the thrill of it is that we are just being guided. This isn't coming from an egoic place of we have to do this. It is totally surrendering to that realm of imagination. And I think that's where the book came from, the Seven Chakra Sisters, all of the work that we're doing. It's living in the realm of imagination and making that manifest into what is truly real and tangible in the real world. That's how things are created. We imagine it and bring it into being.
You know, I have heard stories from a few people from last year's Co-Creators Convergence that tapped into that real magical realm of imagination and creation and understanding the process of co-creation to really tap into that universal genius and then join genius with others. And people are creating some amazing things out in the world. It's just so fun to witness what's happening with these people and these participants.
Oh, I know. I've learned from the people who've been there. We don't even have time to go through all of the names and the programs that are happening. I would like to invite people to, if they're on Facebook, to hop into the Co-Creators Convergence. It's an open group, and join us. Boy, that sounds really odd, doesn't it, to say join us? Because it's almost like, oh, there's a leader, and then there's all these other people. But it's a matter of hopping on board, and let's ride this wave together. I know that there's so many listeners right now who are feeling the pulse. And we're living in a time of so much change, so much shifting is going on. I think the convergence is a way for us to anchor the belief, the knowing that there is good in the world. Mm-hmm. We're going through climate change. We're going through a lot of turmoil. And yet it's important for us to be the ones to anchor some knowing of our possibilities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And just being together in that resonant field, knowing that we're okay and positive mm-hmm. things are happening in the world. Linda, it has been such a delight to have you join us today for the Dr. Pat Show. I really appreciate you sharing your work and your beautiful energy with our listeners and myself today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Julie. It has been a blast, and it went so fast.
It goes so fast. It really does. I want to remind our listeners, you can find Linda at lindalinkerrosenthal.com. And the Co-Creators Convergence is coming up at Sunrise Ranch in Loveland, Colorado, June 5th through the 8th. You can find more details on my website, juliekroll.com, or thedrjulieshow.com. And
tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please sing him. Come out of things unsaid. Shoot an apple off my head. And
are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668. And visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like...
through.
Wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.